Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. As always, our calling number is 347-945-5423. Today is Thursday, July 3rd. I'm your guest host for the night, Desi. And don't forget to log into the chat room, and please don't forget to rate us after the show. I'm here tonight with my best friend, Jennifer, and the host of Stardish Radio, Joanne. Good evening, ladies.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. You
How
all excited?
I'm freaking out right now.
Is he going to call in? Is he going to call in?
Oh, he'll definitely call in. Definitely he's going to call in.
Yeah.
I just want to touch a little note before we get going here. Next week, my people, is a One Life to Live week, starting on the 7th. Tobias Trevelyan, who plays Vincent Jones. Tuesday, Brandon Buddy, who plays Colt Thornhart, and Mark Lawson, who plays Brody Lovett, will be with us on the 9th. The following week is a General Hospital night shift, Ethan Raines, Jason Thompson, and Bradford Anderson. So make sure you keep looking at the calendar for the rest of the weeks because more people are being added. So that's my little announcement. So I got – there's so many people on this phone, Des.
I know. Well, I guess I should start because I think he might be on the line.
I think so, too.
Okay. Okay, well, I can't tell everyone how excited I am about tonight's guest. He is a wonderful husband and father, a superb actor. We've seen him on TV shows from Beverly Hills 90210 to Charmed, but we all fell in love with him 5 years ago when he took over the role of Lucky Spencer and made it his own. He is the best hug giver on General Hospital, or anywhere, and he is the other half of that little-known super couple, Ducky. Please help me welcome the one, the only, Greg Vaughn.
Hello,
Greg.
Everyone.
Hi,
oh, my God,
Greg.
Hello.
How are you? I'm sitting here chatting. I'm like, hello, is anybody going to acknowledge me that I'm here?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting here talking to myself. What's up, girls?
Hi, Greg.
How are you? How's my little Desi there, my ducky?
I'm good, thank you. I was hoping you'd recognize me.
yeah, and we have a private phone call that we have to take care of soon.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No recorders
you know,
on that one.
Yes. Greg, I'm here with my best friend, Jennifer. You've met her many times.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Hello,
hello,
Jennifer.
Hello.
And the host of Stardust Radio, Joanne.
Joanne.
Hey,
first up, I just want to say, hey, I'm sorry for the last scheduled date that was set up. I went to the doctor. I got a shot when I got home. I was out like a light.
Don't worry, my friend.
Feeling so good, and I was just like, my wife being the household, you know, princess around here, she's like, you're going to the doctor. I'm going to make sure you got enough vitamin B and everything in your body. And I'm just like, I'm not going to argue. So
yeah, definitely no.
I pitched my fit, but I didn't win.
No worries, darling. No worries.
Totally
you're always welcome.
Yes.
Did you expect to win?
What?
Yeah, really.
Did you really expect to win against
no.
the woman? Okay.
No, no.
Just checking.
I give up. I don't even fight anymore. I say, yes, dear. Okay, dear. My life is so much easier since I started doing that.
Good job, Greg. Good job. You learned very well.
Well, if I don't, she's going to call my mother, and then she's going to bring the house down.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
You don't want that. So me and Jen were at the Emmys, and we didn't get to see you going to the after party. We were kind of upset.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just made a splash
yeah.
in and splash out.
A
you know.
Thing.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, we didn't. I mean, We didn't make it to the Emmys, but we did make it to a little just pop in, and we popped right out. We had to get home to our baby, little boy.
How is he doing? How is Jason?
Jason is just dandy. He's got about 8 teeth. He is walking now, so we have baby-proofed the house. He is everywhere he can that he thought he used to be able to go, but now he cannot go anymore. So, and now I have converted one room designated 100% to him. It's the big grand playroom.
I miss those ages. You have 2 children, correct?
No, don't push it. Don't get me there.
Okay, wait, who has 2? Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Steve Burton. He's got 2.
Yeah, he's
Steve
got 2.
Steve has got 2.
Okay, Steve's got 2. You got
Michael
1.
Michael and
okay.
Becky have 2.
Okay. Well, you're not far behind. You're not far behind. But cherish those moments, darling. Cherish them, cherish them. I miss that age. The walking and the just exploring. And now I got the age where you want to lock them in a closet. Both of them.
And what age is that? Is that
I have... No, I have a 15-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'm ready to lock them both in the closet.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're both boys, mind you.
So you got to do what you got to do. Boys will be boys.
I'm telling you. You ain't kidding. Go ahead, Des.
I'm really excited about Fan Club Weekend because, of course, I'll be at your event.
Of course.
What do you have planned for your event?
Well, I have a new special guest coming to make Ducky like a reality. There. No, but I have Miss Kelly Monaco. She'll be there. We're going to make a big grand appearance together. So this will be our first fan club event together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're trying to make Ducky jealous. I understand. I got it.
Well, you know, I mean...
Don't even
you know,
bring up...
I don't
want
to go there.
All right, you two, stop it.
We're
none
have
of that
now. We're going to
have
a great fan club weekend. I know everybody's very excited about it. I know there's a lot. Everybody's prepping. Everybody's getting their own individual events together. You know, everybody's beginning set for our big grand day on the Saturday. But I think the kickoff party is going to be a big hit. So,
Can't wait.
So,
are you coming to the kickoff?
Well, I can't tell you. I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but, you know, because I have fatherly duties, but, you know, at the same time, because my son needs me. If I can't, you see, let me tell you, to be honest, I have to be the one to put my son to sleep.
Aww.
My wife, he's so big and heavy now, he just likes to be wrapped up in my arms. And so when I rock him to sleep, and he has to hear the same song that I always sing, it always seems to work.
How cute.
So we have
our
little father-son
moment.
That
statement just makes you all the more a million times sexier than you already are.
Oh.
I didn't think
I'm blushing.
I just have to throw that in there because there's nothing more sexier than a man who takes on to their kids like that. I have to put that out there.
Why,
good
thank you.
Good job, Greg Vaughn.
I'm very blessed to be a father, but, you know, I have my beautiful wife, you know, and she takes on so much, and so every opportunity that I'm able to contribute, you know, we just took a bath together. We had a lot of fun. My son and I, you know, we had a lot of fun. So those are our deals together. And then my wife is taking over right now, but then I'll get up there and if he's not out, but I'll have to rock him out.
Well, we have a ton of callers on the line, Joanne. Do you want to just...
We do, yes. And the first caller I'm going to bring on, Greg, is a special girl. Yesterday was actually her birthday. Her name is Liz. She's from Brooklyn, New York. This is kind of like my birthday present to her. Liz,
shout
you're on
out
the
to Brooklyn,
phone
huh?
with Greg Vaughn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm actually shaking right now. I love you.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Did you have fun? Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, my couple of friends came over for cake, and then I'm going out on Saturday with them.
And how old are you? How old did you turn? 22.
Yeah.
Where's the party at? We'll all be there.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, bring the house down. Anybody in the New York Brooklyn area, get over there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm in New York, so here you go.
There you go. Let's make that birthday one you can't forget.
Awesome.
I think you did that.
Yeah, you really did. Oh, whatchamacallit. I'm actually going to be at my first fan club weekend next week.
You're going to be there?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's great. When are you getting in?
Thursday. We have.
You come in the night of fan club weekend.
Yeah, because I work at a camp, so I try to take off as little days as I can.
Right.
So we're leaving Thursday morning.
And who are you coming out with?
Three of my best friends.
Three of your best friends?
Yeah.
Are y'all all at the camp together?
No, one of my friends is at the camp, and then
right.
The other two do other things.
And what do you do at camp?
I'm a head counselor for, the travel camp.
How exciting.
Yeah, I love it. I've been working there for 9 years, so.
Well, you must be great at it.
Yeah.
A lot are very patient to deal with it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be a early childhood teacher, so it's good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Well, we're lucky to have you, and it's
going
to be, I hope your birthday is a safe, wonderful time.
Thank
and then you're
going
to
so
kick
much.
It off.
Hell
coming
yeah.
to the big fan club weekend. Are you excited? Is this your first one, huh?
Yeah, I am so excited. And my first time to California, too.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And, how many days are you staying out for? Just through the fan club?
Well, I'm leaving on the 15th.
Wow, that's a good. We'll have a good time then.
Yeah,
to do, and I'm sure you'll have plenty of people to help lead you in the right directions if you have any questions. By all means, I mean our event will definitely be fun, but you'll have a lot of fun. I mean, it is something that you will never forget, and you have great people coming and a good, strong, supporting cast that's just giving back to say how much they love you too.
Yeah, I'm just so excited.
Now, what the main question is,
yes.
Are you going to come to my event with Kelly Monaco?
Oh, my God. I wish I was, but I am a college student, and I was only able to pay for a certain amount of events. So I'm really looking forward, though, to meeting you at the luncheon.
Well, let's make sure that happens, because I think
will.
You deserve a good birthday hug.
Yeah, I hope you remember me.
I won't forget you. I'm sure that Desi and the crew here will bring you right up into to my arms.
I will.
Thank you so much.
All right, Larissa.
Thank you so much.
Well, have a great birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And thank
have
you
a safe
guys
trip
so
out.
Much.
Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, Larissa.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
And make sure she remembers to bring her bathing suit out. It's hot.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
Right? Well,
it is
I think
hot
you
out
just
here.
Made, the next 15 of her birthdays. Oh, you got her going there really, really good. So we'll start from the top, okay? 713, you're on the phone with Greg Vaughn. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Houston.
Roxy.
Hey.
What's up, girlfriend?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Getting ready to drive to San Antonio for the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
That'll be a nice little drive.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, good, good, good. When are you splitting? When are you heading your way? Tomorrow? This week?
No, in an hour.
In an hour?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You fit me in right before you hit the road.
Exactly.
Are you like to do a little night driving?
Yeah, well, my husband's going to drive, so.
Well, smart man. Did he make sure you put in his 40-hour week then, huh?
Of course. Yeah, I have to watch the twins, so I can't drive.
Well, y'all be safe. Where y'all stopping first? Y'all going to go try to get to El Paso, or y'all going to stop before then?
No, we're going to San Antonio.
So you're going to drive to San Antonio tonight?
Right.
Nice. Well, give that big state a hug and a kiss for me.
Aww.
Will do. I actually have a question.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the adventure with Lucky and Sam in Pretend Mexico.
Yeah, down in Mexico.
Yeah, Pretend Mexico. I was like, okay.
What's that?
My question is, what type of other adventure would you like to see them go on?
Wow. Somewhere I don't know. I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, maybe something in a nice, Blue Lagoon atmosphere, a little waterfall action.
Yeah.
I think our fans deserve it, a little, summer getaway.
Yeah, I think so, too. That sounds good.
Yeah, because Kelly, she's looking in good shape right now, so she's nice and brown and tan, so I think she wants to show it off.
Yeah. Well, we would love to see that. That's cool.
I'm sure you will.
Well, I know there's a lot of people who want to talk to you, so you have
Well, Roxy, you be safe. I look forward to
seeing you.
Be careful.
Thank you, beloved state,
how much I miss it. And we'll see you soon. Be safe.
Thanks. Have a nice 4th of July weekend.
All right. You too, Roxy.
Bye. Thanks, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Roxy.
Good night. Thank you.
Well, people in the chat room are chatting up. They want to know when a Lou Sam love scene is going to be aired.
Like, do they want, like, the whole, like, menage a trois, like, a whole, like, a montage?
I don't know about all that now, but...
they want a montage, slow motion.
Yeah.
You know what? They have been teasing the audience a little bit because we always get a nice little kiss and then it builds up and we do a cutaway and then it ends and then we're running out the door.
Right.
It's that damn cell phone that keeps calling, you know?
I'm telling you, between the two of you, I don't know who's worse.
Seriously.
But, yeah.
But as far as I know, nothing's in the works at this moment.
Good.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
we're trying to make it happen. We try to make it happen every time we work together.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
See, Desiree is the one who's preventing that from happening. She's writing in all the letters saying Greg cannot have love scenes with anyone.
Nope.
Well, tell Desi she needs to pull it for a minute.
Well,
okay.
Actually, there is – I want to know what Greg prefers. If he prefers Liz and Lucky, Sam and Lucky, or Ducky.
Oh, no.
Well,
answer carefully.
Yeah, well, I don't want to make everybody jealous. There's enough for me to go around.
Hey, wow.
But, you know, I was given an interview the other day, and somebody was asking me to kind of describe the difference between Kelly and Sam. Sam and Elizabeth. And I said, well, like Elizabeth, she's like my acoustic guitar. And then Kelly, or Sam, she's my Les Paul. So I can rock out on the guitar with Sam, and then I can play a nice, good acoustic version with Elizabeth.
Okay,
so,
that's a good description.
Yeah,
what's
the word
that
means,
Ducky?
Ducky, well, I got a lot of great people out there that I can't say that you're more important than them now, Ducky.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
She reciprocates much. Is that the little baby I hear in the background?
Yeah, whose baby does that belong to?
Aw, little cutie pie.
He's mine. No. The guy's talking. How cute.
All right, well, let's move on over here. We're going to our dear friend Georgette, area code 904. You're on the phone with Greg. Georgette.
Hi, Georgette.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I miss you. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. Are you going to be here this next week?
I sure will. I'll be at your event. I wouldn't miss you for anything.
I know. Now, Georgette, she's like travels everywhere for me. She comes to Disney World for Super Soap. She comes all over the East Coast, West Coast. I'm telling you, Ducky, you got to run for your money with Georgette.
Oh, I do.
I can't even tell you how bad I miss you. I miss
you
so much. I haven't seen you forever.
I know it has been a very long time.
You better
make
it up to me next week. No, what's going on with you? I have a question, though.
What can I answer?
If you're invited to Super Soap, are you going to go this year?
If I'm invited?
Yes.
I think I will. It's about time my son experienced Disney World.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
bring Jason with you. That's what I was just going to say.
Yep.
I'll
bring him along, but he's camera shy, so no photos.
Mm-hmm. He's so mean.
No problem.
And then I have one more question. If you could have someone play in a movie of your life story, who would you want to play you and why?
Who would I want to play, like Greg Vaughn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still got a lot of work to do before anybody can play my role, because I think once they start making movies about people, your life is pretty much over.
That's not what I'm saying. I was just asking if you were to, like,
You know what? I don't. I do have an interesting story. I mean, I have experienced a lot from. But I, you know what? That's a good question. Who would you like to see play me, portray me?
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I want. Yeah.
Well, who would you like
to see you? I don't even know. No, you're very, very not replaceable. I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See,
yeah,
I guess I'd have to play myself.
Yes, you would.
You're irreplaceable. Who would I pick? I couldn't even begin to tell you who I would try to pick. I couldn't even give you an idea, so I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know anybody that I have similarities with. My wife and I, we went and saw Wanted this afternoon.
Oh, how was it?
It was good, enjoyable. You know, it's a good shoot 'em up kind of movie, fun, Matrix-like, you know. And Angelina looks great.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, jeez.
James McAvoy, he was a good little actor. He was in Atonement, but
he's
he did this.
He's good looking, yes.
Well, maybe he could portray Greg Vaughn in a movie.
Okay.
No, I never said that.
No?
Okay.
Well,
I'll see you next week. I'll let everybody else get on. I know they want to talk to you.
All right,
Georgette.
Be safe. We'll see you next week, so save your energy.
Oh, trust me. I'm full of it. Stay on the line so I can listen to the interview.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, Georgette.
We'll see you next week, Georgette.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Now, you know what? Now that she said that and I'm sitting here thinking of, you know how you can kind of picture actors who look like actors that you would want, I can't think of anyone even close to who resembles you at all. So I can't see anybody playing you
Yeah, he's definitely one of a kind, Mr. Greg.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because like I see there's certain mannerisms. I see that other cast members on the show. I'm like, God, that kind of looks like such and such person. But with me, I don't know anybody. I mean, I don't look at anybody like that. I mean, I always go in and watch other people's work and you know, from as a fan point of view, an admiration of, you know, mm-hmm. You know, but I don't really look and say, wow, we're a lot alike. Maybe he could do my life story here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joanne. No, you're right. He's totally irreplaceable. So,
yeah,
no, absolutely. I'm just agreeing with you.
They broke
well,
the mold.
Y'all make me feel irreplaceable.
Sorry,
all right,
I'm kind of biased.
Yeah, just a little bit, Ducky.
Just a little biased.
Just a little bit, Desiree.
A little?
Don't make me play the Rubber Ducky song, okay?
No,
oh, my gosh.
Don't make me play.
So who else is out there?
Next caller.
We have area code 203. You're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
Hi, Greg. It's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Greg.
How are you, darling?
I'm good, but our Yankees are losing tonight.
I know. I just got a quick update. Ted King shot me an email earlier.
Oh, I shut it off.
Yeah.
I
don't
want
to know
anymore. I know. I didn't either.
It's been a long season.
I know.
But all those Bostonians are loving every second of it.
I know it. Well, I'll be out there next week.
Well, good. You coming with anybody?
Yeah, a couple of my friends.
Right.
We're coming to your event.
Well, of course. It wouldn't be the same without you.
That's right. And then I'll be in New York on the 27th.
Well, good. We'll see you up in New York.
Yes, we'll see you in New York.
Well, give my Yankee girls my love. And,
okay.
You know, because they always send me beautiful little pictures, you know. And I did get to see that story. About the memory of Babe Ruth and about solidifying like his number, like
yeah,
you know, I think that was really awesome.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Well, good.
But I'll tell the girls.
What's that?
I said I'll tell the girls you said hello.
Give them big hello for me and thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
But then y'all, are you flying out when? Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
Well, y'all have a safe trip out. Don't do anything I would do.
Oh, that leaves me wide open.
That's
Greg.
Why we love you, Judy.
That's why I love you, Greg.
Well, you be well, and I look forward to seeing you.
You too. You have a good weekend.
I will. Do the same. Be safe.
Okay. Take care, hon.
All right.
Good weekend, Diddy.
Thank you. Hi, hon.
Okay. We're going to move right along into area code 512. Brandon, you're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Yes, Brandon, you're on the phone.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen,
good.
I have
where
a
you at? You went down in the South Texas area?
I'm near Austin, actually, and that's the first thing I want to say to you is your soapography was on a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And I was stunned to hear that you spent your summers in Fredericksburg. Because
are you
I live
kidding
in
me?
I live in Stonewall, which is the next town over.
I know where Stonewall
was,
is, exactly,
was,
through Stonewall.
I was flabbergasted when I heard that. I couldn't believe. We probably ran into times.
We probably did. We used to come through Stonewall a little bit at a time here and there. We used to go to a summer camp out there. There was a big swimming pool that we used to spend. My grandparents used to drive us out there to go swimming.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And but nope, my grandparents still reside out in Fredericksburg, and then aunts and uncles through Comfort, and we're all through there. My parents actually just went down last weekend.
Wow.
Yep, down there quite a bit.
It was quite a surprise when I heard that on your soapography episode a few weeks ago.
That yeah, I'm proud of it. Love that my South Texas.
It's a beautiful part of the country to be sure.
It is.
Even in the
summer. That's why it's special. We like to keep it that way. Not many people know about it.
Yep. So I want to ask you about Tony Geary, if I could.
Yeah.
It's kind of no surprise that he was very close with Jonathan Jackson and with Jacob Young,
yep,
who played your role previously.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if he was kind of standoffish with you at first when you first joined the show and kind of the moment you knew that you had his respect.
Wow. You know what? It was like it was almost yesterday. I mean, it's now been, I'm in my sixth year on General Hospital portraying this character, you know, somebody who's, you know, I mean, Tony Geary, he's built a franchise,
mm-hmm,
with this family name of the Spencer family. So,
mm-hmm,
and what he's done, I mean, he is a legendary icon in, you know, our field, but he is a person, is a legend, you know. I mean, he is just above and beyond, and he's one of the kindest people I think I've ever met and worked with. And when I remember like it was yesterday when I first started, I was so excited because I was sitting in like a wheelchair, you know, off to the side. I just wanted to sit down because he was doing some work, and I was just sitting there, and I was just kind of was nervously. I was all, you know, fidgety and stuff, and not knowing what to say and really how to say it. And I come up and I say, "Mr. Geary, my name's Greg Vaughn." He's like, "Are you playing my son?" And I kind of nodded my head, and he looked over to everybody on the cast and the crew, and he said, "Man, he's got Laura's hair, and he keeps getting better looking all the time."
What?
Oh. So I from that point I was just like I it was, we just hit it off, and still to this day we go out for dinners when he's in town and stuff like that, and he thinks he's played a big part in bringing me over to the Dutch international,
yep,
side of the world. So being my wife is Dutch and everything, so now he just loves it. So every time we get together, my wife and him just talk Dutch. So I've been learning my Dutch, so now I can, you know, intervene into their conversation. So
that's really great to hear, because you know, it could have been the other way around. It could have been, you know, a really tough situation for you to walk into. I mean, I'm sure it was anyway, but
it was a lot of pressure, you know. But at the same time, God, when was it? Like probably 2 years ago, I think, at an Emmy event. I think it was the first year the Emmys were held out in Los Angeles. Me, Tony Geary, Jonathan Jackson, and Jacob Young, we did an appearance together. And
wow.
It was really cool to meet see us all together. B, I mean, I never had met Jonathan before, so it was really cool to finally meet him, and the work that he did on the show, he really laid the foundation, you know. I mean, he's an amazing actor, one, you know, and I know he's gone off and done great success, so... but what Tony said about every one of us, and you know, from Jonathan to Jacob to myself, you know, was very special, you know. And you know, I think he's got a fondness for each one of us in different ways, you know. And so, I just feel very fortunate to say that he plays my dad, you know. So
yeah,
he's a really cool guy, and I hope everybody gets a chance to meet him.
That's terrific. I just have one more quick thing to say, and then I'll hang up. My best friend Sherry is a freakish 90210 fan. And no matter when she sees you and no matter how many roles you play since then, every time she sees you, she still refers to you as Cliff the Fireman. She loved you on that show. She loved that show, period. And I just want to tell you that. No matter, you could be 80 years old and she will still call you Cliff the Fireman.
Well,
so you
give her a
made,
big hug.
You made one fan.
Well, good. I made one. Maybe they'll bring me back over to the 90210 return CW.
Yeah, everybody else is coming back, so why not you?
Why not? We got to, you know, make it happen. Tell her to start writing in and requesting me.
Well, I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm a big fan of yours. It was a
pleasure.
Well,
hey, Brandon, I appreciate it, and thanks for watching, and hopefully, you know, we'll run into each other down there in the Stonewall Austin area.
That would be awesome.
Well, hey, if you ever see me in the streets down on 6th Street, definitely come up and say hey.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye, Brandon.
Thanks, Joanne. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yeah, Brandon is pretty cool. So
yeah.
I had a question here from the chat room. Let me go back to it. Crystal, I'm looking for your question. This chat room is going so fast. We have 80 users in the chat room, so just so you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good audience, so hi to every one of you. I miss you, I love you, and I hope that I can hug you all one day. If I haven't already.
I heard you're the biggest hugger, right, Des?
Oh, my God, yes. He's
the best hugger.
Best hugger ever.
Well, it's important, you know. I just try to keep down to earth, grounded, and, you know, and keep to my Texas roots. But, you know, I never, no matter what I've achieved and accomplished in life, I just feel very blessed and lucky and fortunate to be, you know, where I'm at today. I mean, I hope that everybody can say the same about themselves, you know, and be proud of what they've done.
I have to get my hug at the luncheon.
Yeah, you're
definitely lucky that you get to go to that event. So I'm hoping that, Greg, you will definitely be invited to Super Soap, because this year, if you do get to go, I will definitely come out and find you.
Well, please do. I've been pretty much invited every year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just there's been time, you know, with my son being born and everything.
Absolutely.
You know,
there's always family stuff that has to come first. We totally understand
that. My son, and then, you know, after losing my mother-in-law, we were kind of going through all that stuff, so.
Right. Totally understand that. The next person I'm bringing on is our friends from In the Zone. Hello, you're on the phone with Greg.
Hi, Joanne. Hi,
Greg. Hi,
Greg.
Hi.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Desi.
How
are you all?
Hi.
I wanted to call in. I thought I'd call in and say hi to Greg. I'll be seeing him next week, I'm sure. But just wanted to take a listen.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for calling.
Yeah. I did have a question, but I completely split my mind after we were talking. After I heard about the hugs, it kind of just went right out the window.
When are you coming in? Where are you coming in from?
I'm coming in from PA. It's Soapy. So.
Oh, nice. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, I'm going to be flying in on Thursday. On Wednesday. I have Kent Minai's event on Thursday night. So.
Well, good.
We got to get ready for that. But, yeah, I wanted to call in and check in, see how you were doing.
Well, I'm doing well, thank you.
How's the baby?
The baby is like a little Texas tornado right now. He's just running. He's walking, and he just can't stop, and he's running into everything, and, you know, and he is just awesome.
Oh, that's so great. I can't wait to see you. I'm not going to your event, though.
Well, that's okay. You got your hands full.
So hopefully I'll catch
you
at the kickoff party or at Tyler's event or another event, so.
Well, I'm glad you could fit in all those events, you know, but so we'll have to stick this out. I'll have to come to wherever you are, Sophie.
Well, I'm sure I'll get to see you. Actually, a friend of mine and I were thinking of seeing you and Kelly in September.
Well, we'll be there in September. September 20th and 21st, we'll be out in, like, brokerage or stuff.
Yeah.
Jersey, Long Island, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're planning on making the trek out there. It's a little closer for us. It's
how
only
far
a
is it from
drive.
PA? How
it's
far
about,
is that trek?
It's about 2 hours.
Because you know Pittsburgh and the Eagles are playing that same weekend, so we're trying to maybe go to that game.
Okay, where is that in at the Meadowlands?
I don't know. It's at Heinz or it's Meadowlands. I don't know.
Okay.
No, they're playing in Philadelphia, or they're playing. I think they're in Philly, or they're
in Philly.
Yeah.
Well, if it's in Philly, it's a little closer than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is a very long state.
Yeah.
But if they're playing near Philly, it'll probably take you about maybe an hour.
Oh, yeah, get down from the city.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to see what we can do. But
yeah. It depends how fast you drive, Greg. What kind of
Well, you know, I'll take a train. I don't want to
this
drive.
There you go.
I'll go down to Penn Station, and I'll go to Penn Station, you know, and jump in and come on down. That's how I used to do it when I lived on the East Coast.
Me and Greg will come together.
There
exactly. Perfect. Let's just make a party train.
There you
okay.
go.
There you go.
Everybody's going to the game. Yeah.
All right, darling.
Oh, all right. Well, I just
have a safe trip.
In. Thanks, Greg, and we'll see you in a couple days.
Well, you really won't see me, but maybe I'll see you at somebody else's event. What everybody else will tell you that comes to my event, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see you in September.
I will definitely try to get to see you because I want my Greg hug, damn it.
Come on, Soapy, we need a hug.
It's been a whole year, Greg. I need a hug.
Okay. I'll see if I can pull one out for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, ladies. We'll see you all next week.
All right. Have a good trip.
Bye.
Thanks, Greg. Bye. Good night.
You got it.
Bye. Like the pre fan club weekend get together.
I know, I'm kind of like, I feel like the icing on the cake, or I'm like the candles, you know, you just want to blow out before the party begins.
All right, well, moving right along, let's go to area code 615. You're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
That would be Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Little 615 in the house.
Yeah, a little Nashville town, you know.
That's right. Big love to Nashville. You've been watching that Nashville Star?
Absolutely. I've been trying to get tickets.
Who's going to win?
I think the lady from Texas.
I think so, too. With all those kids?
She is awesome.
She's got like 5 kids. God bless her husband.
Yeah, she's really good.
I mean, God bless her, too. I can't believe she's given birth to 5, but much less. He had 5.
Awesome. She had that little Bonnie Raitt thing going on a couple weeks ago.
I saw that.
She did.
She's not so bad. I think she's like breaking out here.
Yeah, I really liked her a lot.
Yeah, I like that military guy too. I was hoping from the Navy. I was hoping that he might.
Yeah,
he's
pretty good.
Yeah, he's okay. I liked him, you know, when he did the John Rich song. But you know, the last week, you know.
Yeah, he didn't do so hot last week.
He didn't do so hot, but hopefully he'll come around, get country on us.
And the other Hispanic guy from Texas is doing good too.
Yeah, he's from Laredo. He's pretty good.
He's very good. He's
but
very
you gotta
good.
Have
he's
that it factor, you know. I'm waiting for somebody to see it.
Yeah. I can't remember her name. Melinda? Is that the lady's name from Texas? I can't remember. I think it is Melinda.
I don't remember.
I'm drawing a blank right now, but yeah, she's awesome.
She's pretty good.
Really good.
So what's happening, Miss Chris?
I had to call and tell you, I miss you madly. It's been a whole year. I have not seen you in a year, and it's going to be a little longer because I'm not going to make it to Fan Club Weekend this year.
Well, sometimes life priorities are more important, but we'll miss you for sure.
I've
had a busy personal productive year, but I'm ready to come back and say hi to everybody. It's been a long overdue reunion.
I understand that completely. And I had to call and say happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Thank Have a wonderful day. Did you celebrate?
Yes, I did. My wife, as she always does, surprises me. I just love them surprises. She set up a little party for me. We went down to a wine bar with like about 20 people. And surprise, surprise. And I was the surprise. And then afterwards, we went over to Kelly and Mike's house. Miss Kelly Monaco, and we had a little karaoke afterwards. So, but that only lasted for so how many? I mean, we were out of the house for like 4 hours, and it was like, you know what? It's almost midnight, and I'm about to fall asleep. You know, and our son, he might. It's time to go home. So, you know what? We had 4 hours of peace and quiet with some friends, which was fun.
That sounds fun. So, when you karaoke, what's your song that you pull out?
What was I doing? You know what? I did a lot of. You know what? I remember singing Purple Rain. That was funny. and then I was trying to find country, but they hadn't got their country album yet. You know, so.
Okay. For some reason, I can't see you doing Prince. That's hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Neither
he'll
can
have
I, but.
He'll
you know,
have to do that at Super Soap
yeah.
Weekend.
That will not happen. But something came over me.
Oh, come on.
I still think somebody needs to do a karaoke event. I think that would be hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
With the fans and the actors, I think that would be a blast.
It could be a lot of fun.
I think we might have that at Jason Gearhart's event, actually. I'm sorry, but
I think we might
have karaoke at his event. Jason
yeah.
Gearhart, well, hey, good luck. I definitely want to come by and see, take some pictures.
Yeah.
I'll be an observer.
Yeah, Brandon Barash is going to be there and Ignacio, so I think they're going to do karaoke.
Well, Ignacio, you know, he's a singer and stuff, so anybody else, and I think Bradford can sing a little bit, I'm not sure.
Yes,
but
yes,
Brandon,
yes.
I know he can sing. He can play the piano. We're playing guitar right now, or attempting to. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I do have one
okay.
question before I clear the line and let somebody else talk to you. Last week, a couple weeks ago, when they did the Mexico adventure with you and Sam, with Lucky and Sam,
mm-hmm.
It was a little bit of a throwback to Lucky's history, and that was the first time they've ever done that for you. I was just wondering how that felt, delving into that part of Lucky's history that you hadn't really had a chance to play yet.
Well, I liked the whole adventure idea. That was a lot of fun. I think it gave Kelly and I, you know, a chance to come back and really connect, and you know, for the character's point of view, and. You know, because they dip in and they dip out. You know, they put it on the canvas and then all of a sudden you're like, we're off for like 3 weeks. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it didn't make a lot of sense why we, you know, had so much unrequested time off. I had taken some personal leave, you know, but at the same time, I was given a lot more personal time off, you know, without that request. So it was a very interesting synopsis, and now we just make the big the joke that we're on the Zakara family show. You know, we're not even on General Hospital anymore.
Right.
So,
right.
And then a lot of people I've talked to, you know.
They're just saying it, they need to change it to General Mobspital because it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
about the hospital anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all I can say is I loved it when the strike was on.
Yes, it was great.
It was good. It was very good.
So I thought everybody was utilized to the fullest potential. And everybody, you know, I came out of that whole strike unscarred and only thing great things to say about it. And we have some great people, you know, that stepped in and filled the shoes. And I hopefully they'll have more of an opportunity in the future to keep writing.
Right. Well, I just want to say I love you, and I hope to see you sometime soon.
Sometime soon.
Yeah, I'll find a place that's not too bad. I was joking. I told Deb that she needed to.
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
She's gone.
She disappeared. Uh-oh. Her battery ran out.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
I was wondering, are there any updates, the latest update on Caleb?
On who? Caleb?
Caleb, yes.
Caleb, I know that he went in and they removed some more tumor action that they had discovered, but I know that he is physically just still a happy, beautiful little boy. And he's just, I have to get in touch with them. I always get, they send me kind of a quick update, you know, from time to time. I've just been going through my own little family drama and getting back into the groove around here. But, you know, now, wow, my little monster is still awake. I see you. My son has just made his way to the playroom, and he's grinning from ear to ear. And this, hi, he's running to me. Come walking. He's stumbling.
Aww.
Here he comes, and he's falling into Daddy's arms. Yay!
Yay!
Say hi. 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 You want to say hi? He's on the phone, so say hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye-bye. He's playing Shy Guy right now. What? What? He'll speak up here in a minute. He'll probably scream at the top of your lungs before you know it.
That's all right.
So,
that's quite all right.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll have some more information for everybody over Caleb and stuff, you know, by fan club day.
Great.
Okay. But thanks for asking.
Mm, yeah, there was people in the chat room asking about that, too, so that's good.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm going to touch base with the family. I'll find out because I always like to update everybody and, you know, thank everybody that's, you know, done so much or just writing blogs in on their you know, the webpage and stuff for Caleb. But I know that they're just doing everything they know how to do and just keep living and breathing one day at a time. It's
mm-hmm.
all we can do.
Well, our prayers go out to his family. Make sure you send them for us.
For sure.
Okay. Let's see here. Area code. Where am I? Area code 347. You're on the phone.
347. Where could that be?
That's in New York. That's in New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Okay. I'm gonna probably.
Who am I speaking
with? I'm going to breathe. Lane.
Hi, Lane.
Oh, hi.
How are you today? Or how are
good.
You this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
New York City, Staten Island.
Staten Island?
Yes. We're like the part of we're like part of New Jersey. Everyone likes to say it. But
I love
it. It's a suburb in New York.
I love it. It's all good. Any part of the burb is good.
Well, it's pretty nice. I absolutely love you. Not even
I love you.
Thank you. I waited 1.5 hours last time, and I was going to be very upset, but, you know, I'm kind of not breathing right now because I'm talking to you.
Well, you can be mad at me. It's okay. You have every right to be. I was just not feeling well, and that damn doctor, he made me forget my appointment.
Oh, it's okay.
But I hope
you're
you
here.
Forgive me. It's okay. I hope you forgive me. But if you want to be mad at me, you have every right to be after waiting that long.
I am not mad at all, you know. See, I called in again because I love you. So.
Well, I love you, like I said. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Lane, did you have a question for Greg?
I did. I just kind of really lost my mind for a little while. I wanted to know which was your favorite Lucky to play, because you've played quite a few. Like, you've played the really dark and dangerous Lucky with Maxie, or the really sweet dad with Cake, Cameron and Jake, and, you know, the cuckolded husband with Liz, or the adventurous guy with Sam. And my endgame is Lucky and Maxie, so.
That's great.
So
well,
who did you pick?
My son's dancing, I'm sorry. He is playing a piano and dancing. Now he's got my cars thing going on. But to answer your question, I have to say, you know what, I really enjoy just being, you know, the dad kind of stuff, but there was a great time for me to really kind of showcase my abilities since joining the show, which was never given me, that I was never given the chance or opportunity to. So to be able to come on there and play that drug storyline and was something that I feel was really gratifying and enjoyable. I got to a very deep place, and it was probably the hardest work I've ever had have been asked to do. And I've since then, I've met so many people since that story ran and everything, and just how much they really thought that I brought a lot of life to that character, regardless of what place, that state of mind that I was in. I just brought a lot of truth to it, and I that really means a lot, you know, that they felt that I connected with it so deep that they almost wanted to watch and see where I was taking it. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, and anything that I, you know, able to work with Tony or any adventure, this adventure with Sam and Lucky in Mexico was a lot of fun. So, but mostly I love the boys. We always have fun anytime. But, you know, it's good to mix it up a little bit. You know, I wish I could carry my own little gun other than my police gun. You know, it's better than writing parking tickets. You know, But that's the great thing about being a cop. I get to be multiple storylines, you know, whenever they work.
Exactly. Other than policing Lulu's love life, you have, you know, other things you can do.
Yeah, don't you feel that's a little bit too nosy? That's like, I'm always in that little girl's life, and I'm still doing it. They've got me doing it again.
And she doesn't listen. So it's like
never does, that, that little woman.
Like a true
when
sensor.
When do women listen to us men? Never.
Never.
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
But,
I think
you know,
we all concur
raised,
and everybody applauds.
If you were rational and reasonable more often, women would listen more.
Well, in my everyday life, my wife listens to me pretty well.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
Okay, Lane, we got to get on to our next caller.
All right, well,
thanks, Lane, for calling.
Thank you. I'm going to hopefully see you at one of your events soon. If you're in New York.
I'm coming there in September.
Great.
I'll be there in the end of July.
Yeah. Go to yournumberonefan.com and you can find all the information there.
Oh,
there
great.
You go.
Thanks,
Lane.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
I understand we have an update on Caleb.
Yes, we do. Greg, this next caller, you'll know, and she keeps in contact with the family as well. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Shelly.
Shelly, it
Hi.
Is.
Hey.
What's
hey,
up, Shelly girl?
Hey, what's up with you?
just sitting here talking to you, baby.
Oh, I know. Couldn't help it. I was going to tell you this next weekend, but I guess I'll just go on and tell you now. the Angels have gathered money and are in the work. I'm getting ready to send money to Caleb for medical expenses and whatever else they need them for. I sent an email to Mark the other day, and he emailed me back a few minutes ago. And he said that Caleb is doing well right now, except for a little summer cold. His next scan is July 31st, and the next scheduled surgery is in October. The surgery is to replace the flap that was removed due to the infection he contracted during one of the previous surgeries. He said, sorry for not updating the journal lately, but I guess we've been caught up in the unusual normalcy of life away from St. Jude's. Although still we have to change the bandages on the central line in his chest, it's still a constant reminder of what is yet to come, but we know that God is still in control of our faithful stand.
Amen.
So that's the update, the latest update. Mark just sent me that last night.
Good. Well,
so,
he's still with
just
us.
Just thought I'd fill you in.
He's making the sun shine brighter every day. So, and
every
angel
know.
Out there that's listening, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea what that has meant to the family. I know it's definitely made a huge difference.
So that's what I was going to tell you when I see you, but now you already know. So there you go.
Well, that's good. I like surprises. That's a good surprise, and I thank you very much. You know,
y'all were talking about Caleb, so that was just funny that I got this last night from him. So I just thought I'd fill you guys in.
Well, that's good news to know.
It is good news, and if you go to the website where their journal is, they've got some adorable pictures of Caleb up. I mean, they are so cute. So
I gotta
give
him a call anyway. Well, thanks, Shelly. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Shelly.
Everything else good?
Yeah, everything's great. I'll finally see you next weekend.
We'll see you next weekend. Be safe.
I will. See you guys
All
later.
Right. You too, Shelly.
All right, have a good night.
Bye.
Okay.
Let's move right along over here to area code 412. You're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
Oh, howdy.
Hi.
I am calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but
Go
I am
Pittsburgh.
In exile. Oh, you are going to be rooting for the Steelers?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's see. My hometown of Dallas is in the NFC East. I am in the NFC East. I am a Cowboy fan all the way, but the one AFC team I root for is Pittsburgh.
That is okay, because I am on exile from the great Republic of Texas also.
Oh, yes.
River Oaks, Houston. Proud.
Oh, yeah.
Proud to be an owl.
You're a Rice owl, huh?
I am. I was.
Oh, yeah.
I taught there, faculty there for many years, and I heard that you all were a Longhorns fan.
I am.
Well, I wanted
to But my
to
grandfather
know.
Doesn't like that. He's an Aggie.
Oh, no, Aggies. In your
yes.
honor, I retired my Tuck Texas shirt, so when y'all come down and kick the Owls' butts by 70 points, I'm kind of neutral.
Well, it's all good. You're rebuilding.
Yeah.
It's a long
so
time.
I just wanted to say, I wanted to send a shout out my ladies from the Hangout, Lee and Nikki and Sue's all wanted to say, you know, they love you, bless your heart.
Well,
they wanted to know who you root for. Also, rumor is you're a Dallas Stars fan. We might have
Dallas
to drop,
Stars, of course.
We might have to drop the gloves over that, although you do have a booby dooby doo.
What, are you going to root for Detroit?
Oh, hell. Oh, no, no, no. And you all have crazy-ass Turco. God bless his heart, too.
Well, we root for the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, because old Malcolm and Crosby and all those boys out there play good hockey.
Oh, bless your heart. You are
I know my team, girl.
Adorable. You do.
And I see I have, like, five friends that played for the Steelers, and a few of them have not moved on to other teams because they were too cheap to pay them. But that doesn't mean I don't like them.
The Steelers are quite frugal. I live in a complex, actually, with a bunch of the Steelers when they're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, tell Rooney that he needs to give out some cash.
Oh, honey, that would just be like the idiots in charge of you-know-where giving everybody equal airtime.
That's true.
And I
God
do
bless,
have
girl.
Just one more question for you before I go and let you on. Are y'all getting a storyline? You, Lou Sam, you, Lucky, you guys?
Yeah,
anything
something's
big?
Coming. I feel it. We're working.
What?
Well, we're working.
Well, give us hands.
Oh,
come
good.
On now. You got a fellow Texan here.
Well, we're
deep in the heart of Texas.
Well, see? All you girls from Texas, listen up. This is how you work your angle. Let's see. Well, I know that the Zakaras. They're kind of in on something in my police activity. There's a lot of Claudia and a lot of Johnny and a lot of their dad in a wheelchair. We're
now
all
I got
to
stop you and shout out to Papa Z because I did go to graduate school at Carnegie Mellon and he is an alum of CMU. So Papa Z is okay. You just kind of, you can arrest him, but don't beat him too bad.
Well, I don't, only because he made a guest star on Dexter. So I was like, man, you're cool in my book. So,
excellent. So you're going to hang out with the Z's?
I'm going to hang out with the Z's for a second, you know, not on good terms. We have some moments together, high intensity. And then, you know, one of the new sexiest men in Hollywood is Bradford Anderson, Mr. Spinelli. You know, we have some moments. Lulu's gone postal, so she's flipped she's become a head basket.
We're going to see her in a rocking chair.
Yeah, could be. She might, be off the show before she hits 21 on the show. I'm just kidding there. You never know what happens. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good scoop coming up.
All good stuff.
So, you and Sam, any adventures, any love
hot
scenes?
And sexy, just going to be on her sofa a
oh,
lot.
Oh, honey, you two could just sit there and read the phone book and be hot and sexy.
Pretty much.
Well,
okay,
we
well, right. I'm just going to go ahead and sign off and say bless your heart. Every y'all you said has just made my day up here in the Northeast. They just
I
don't
it.
Get it. So
I chatted with my friend over in Pittsburgh an hour ago. So give out the I love old Pittsburgh out there.
Yeah, shout out to the south side of Pittsburgh.
And don't forget about your Texas roots, girl.
Amen.
God bless you.
All bless right. you back, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, Greg, we only have 1 minute left remaining in the show. Do you have a couple minutes to hang out to take a couple more
I do.
Calls,
I'll make up for my mistake last time.
Okay, wonderful. So let me just send the just everybody stay put. I just want to say we are going to go into archives now. We will no longer be streaming live, so you will not hear us in the chat room. If you want to hear, you have to call in 347-945-5423. For those of you who missed it in the beginning, next week is One Life to Live Week. Tobias Trevelyan, Brandon Buddy, Mark Lawson. Following week, Ethan Raines, Jason Thompson, and Bradford Anderson. So make sure you keep checking the MySpace calendar for updates. Okay, we're heading on over into archives, and I'm going to get the next caller. Let's see. Area code 781. You're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the phone with Greg.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Mass.
From Massachusetts?
Yep.
Well, big old shout out to Mass there. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm going to say I'm really nervous right now, so.
I'm nervous too.
Okay.
And what are you doing
Carlin.
Up so late? It's like 11 o'clock your time.
It is, but that's okay, because I'm really supposed to be at a 4th of July party, but it got canceled, so.
Oh, and so you got stuck with me and the girls. I love it.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you got stuck with me.
I'd be here. No.
Well, good. I think we're all glad to have you here.
Yes.
So what's up?
Well, I just had a question.
For you, anything.
So this is a really crazy question, but if you could have a crazy, weird love interest for Lucky, who would it be?
Wow. Crazy, crazy, like, are they on the show? Do I have to pick somebody from the show?
If you can't think of anyone, then no, you don't have to, but.
Well, let's see, who would be wild and crazy?
Tracy.
Little old. I love Miss Tracy. I love Miss Jane. She's one of the coolest women I've ever met.
Yes, she is.
But I just think we're a little in different generations.
She said crazy.
Crazy. I don't think anybody's crazy enough on our show to be, you know, remotely attractable to me, you know? I mean, Claudia's already been with like 7 guys on the show, so she's not attractive to me anymore. Oversaturated, and she's got this thing for Jason, so I'm not cool with that.
You don't need no more his leftovers.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Maybe you need to create some rolling. Come on.
Hey there, yeah.
See? Maybe we don't have enough crazy on the show. I think Lucky needs a little spice in his life. But I think, you know what? If given the right material, Sam, she could bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And also, I had a really other quick question. Just kind of. Because I know some of the couples have, like, theme songs that they always play during certain moments. And I was wondering if you could pick a theme song for Sam and Lucky, what would it be?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
I don't.
don't have any songs? I don't even know. Do couples have theme songs?
Yeah.
Well, I put it out to each and every one of you. If y'all have a good song for us, by all means, throw it our way. We probably need something hot and sexy.
Yeah. Sorry.
So if anybody can find something that's good, by all means, recommend it. Send it to the, you know, my fan club. Anybody, send it out right here. And
peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
And cream.
We want to try to stay G-rated.
Yeah.
Purple Rain by Greg Vaughn.
Yeah,
well,
no,
I was
that
gonna
ain't.
Suggest another no. Prince song, but you know,
yeah.
I guess not.
Well, we could
Erotic
like
City.
I could. We'll be standing at the docks in the rain. I could, yeah.
There
something
you
like
go.
That.
Purple Rain.
Now every time that happens, somebody's gonna start thinking Purple Rain.
Well, they will. All right, well, thank you for calling. We got to move on to the next caller.
Thanks for calling, darling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's move on over here to area code 727. You're on the phone with Greg Vaughn.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
My question is, since going back to what you're saying about Nashville Star,
So
I take it you like country music, right?
I do.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
What may be some of your favorite songs? That are
favorite
country?
Songs?
Yeah, country songs.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I've got so many. I love a lot of Garth Brooks songs. I like a lot of Keith Urban. I mean, I like a lot of pop country, you know, but I like classic country, you know, like a little David Allen Coe, or, you know, I like Pat Green. I do like Willie Nelson and stuff like that. So I was just listening, you know, to a Johnny Cash song the other night. So, I mean, it's just all about my mood and what I'm feeling, you know, and then I definitely there's a lot of new country out there. I mean, last year I went to the Nashville for the CMT, Nashville Country Music Awards. So,
yeah.
And a lot of fun. I loved it a lot. It's really cool. It was just, I introduced Carrie Underwood. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, anytime I'm around, you know, music, but I definitely like, God, the list is long of music. Who does Broken Road? You know,
Rascal Flatts.
They're fantastic. You know, this Blake Shelton guy's pretty good.
I love him.
You know, Kenny Chesney is awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
What about George Strait? You like George Strait?
There's only one George Strait.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm totally in love with George Strait. So.
But I mean, there's just so many other songs that are probably I'm not even thinking of. I mean, I like Dwight Yoakam. I mean, I've seen him in concert a few times. He's just fantastic and stuff. So, and now, right now, with Toby Keith and Montgomery Gentry is going on the road together, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
So, I love my country. I definitely do. But I like all a variety. I'm like a jukebox of music.
That's everyone that I know comes to me because I know like every song from every genre.
Yeah.
See. And that's important. It's good to be versed in your music. I mean, if anybody knows, you know, Jeff Buckley, I mean, you know, he sings
Angel
Hallelujah.
I always get him confused with a different one.
Jeff Buckley is probably one of my all-time favorite guys. So he's just really good. One of the guys from American Idol, a guy actually from Texas, he with the dreadlocks, he actually did his song on the show. So... but that's pretty much it. But as far as the names of the song, I know almost every word when the song comes on, but I don't know the titles.
So you're good at karaoke.
I'm good at karaoke, especially if it's country music.
Well, now Kelly just needs to get the country CDs, and then you'll be set.
Exactly.
We'll work it out. But I don't think that girl's going country.
You know, if strange things have happened.
Well, Des, now we know what to get Kelly.
I know.
There's some country CDs.
You got to break that girl.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Well,
we have no problem with that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
It was nice talking to you, Greg.
You too, Veronica. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Night. Okay. Well, I just need to let everyone know that the switchboard is officially down, so I can no longer take any more callers.
All
disappeared. I do, although, have one person, Greg, that needs to say hello to you because I make him sit through episodes with me and watch them. So my 7-year-old son, Tyler Jason, would like to say hello to you.
Where's Mr. Tyler at?
Hold on.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Tyler.
Yes?
How are you doing? You helping your mom out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. What's going on?
What?
How you doing? What's going on?
Nothing.
Do you have any good recommendations for good cartoon shows?
Uh-huh.
What do you got? What's your favorite?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. All right, I'll check it out.
Okay.
Any other good shows? What's your favorite show?
General Hospital.
General Hospital. Who's your favorite character?
You.
And who do I play?
Lucky.
Lucky, that's my boy. I like you. Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad your mama has taught you the right way.
Good night, Greg.
All right, good night, sir. You have a good night. Sleep dreams.
Okay. What?
Sweet dreams.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello. All right,
hello.
He made his night. How adorable.
I know.
You know what? It's so funny because when he sees me watch, he's like, that's Lucky. I'm like, yes, it is.
He always comes in my room at night, and he's like, okay, who do you have on the show tonight? And I showed him your picture. I know him. I got to say hi. I said, okay.
That's great.
One of my coworkers actually looks on my MySpace and has, I have all my John Hoffel pictures up there, and she goes, he's the only one I know that's Luke and Laura's son. I'm like, what's his name on the show? She's like, that's Lucky.
That's
Yeah. Right. But
I like how they reference it. That's just Luke and Laura's son.
Yeah. She doesn't watch the show at all. She doesn't watch John Hoffel at all.
That is icing on the cake.
Well, you know, I wanna leave you with an open invitation to come back once your storyline starts to progress, and we can take care of some of those callers who got disconnected, and
no problem. Where
you can spend some more time with us on the air.
Well,
and
definitely.
Thank
you for having me. It's been
a
great experience.
Greg.
Definitely. And Greg,
yeah.
me and Desiree want to thank you especially because this is our last show with Stardish.
Yes.
What?
So,
yes.
We just want to thank you so much for being our last guest.
Yeah, so we were excited that we're like, oh, it's Greg, and we're going to have so much fun with Greg. So.
Well, glad. I'm glad we got to stay the extra few minutes here, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
We will both see you at Fan Club Weekend. We cannot
Definitely.
Wait. I can't. Oh, and you have a big surprise coming, Greg. I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, yes, you do.
And Jen's seen it, so.
You girls with surprises.
I have a lunch with you at Fan Club Weekend, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, you and me by yourself or with Kelly?
No, with Kel.
Okay.
The other two girls that are coming, they're going to be with Kelly. I'm just going to talk
to
you.
So you sit with Greg and they can sit with Kelly.
Exactly.
We'll all be on one big table, but I'm sure you'll have my ear.
Of course.
Well, save it up and think of any
new
information, but I look forward to seeing you both. And then it's been awesome. I'm glad to be a part of this.
Thank
you
so much, Greg.
All right,
well,
I'm
going to
put my son to sleep before he gets cranky.
Yes.
My wife.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a
great night, guys.
Thank
you for everything. Y'all have a great night and be safe, and y'all have a safe travel out.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Greg. Bye. Oh, he's so sweet.
Yes. Thank you so much, Joanne, for letting me come back on and do this, because it means more than you'll ever know.
So, yeah, he's great, as always, because you know how much we love Greg.
Yes.